Whole Foods Market has Thanksgiving gatherings covered. First things first, reserve your no antibiotics ever fresh whole turkey today, starting at $2.99 a pound. Or go with their organic spiral cut bone-in ham, full of seared-in flavor. For sides, choose Whole Foods Market grab-and-go platters. Go even further and get your whole meal catered. Just order online by November 26th. Get Thanksgiving ready at Whole Foods Market. Terms apply.
Fantasy footballers out there right now, Cincinnati tied with the Baltimore Ravens, as you heard Kevin Winter say in the SportsCenter update, 7-7. But Chase Brown does have a touchdown if you have him on your fantasy team. Joe Burrow, 9 of 17 for 93 yards. Ja'Marr Chase, 3 catches, 39 yards. Those are your leaders for the Cincinnati Bengals. Lamar Jackson, 4 of 6, 1 touchdown just completed to Nelson Aguilar. He's got the one TD. Mark Andrews, 1 catch for 17 yards. Derrick Henry, 4 carries, 16 yards. With Matt Jones in for Amber Wilson, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Here on ESPN Radio, we are presented by the Progressive Keys to Progress program, providing cars to veterans in need. Check it out, because that is an outstanding program. Matt, we have gone now 2 hours without mentioning the New York Jets, without mentioning the Dallas Cowboys. This has got to be the longest in the history of ESPN Radio or any ESPN platform in the last 3 years.
So why are you ruining it? Like, you're going to ask me about one of those teams, aren't you?
I really am, because we're mandated.
Like, we were doing fine. You're good. Like,
we're doing great.
The Bengals and the Ravens are tied at 7. It's a good game. My Hurricanes are beating the Penguins 5-0. Great weekend of college football.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the audacity to ask me about the Dallas Cowboys, are you?
What's going to happen with the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to play? Why they won't play Trey Lance? That's
you're
what I'm
asking,
about to ask you.
You're asking me about the Dallas Cowboys.
We went 2 hours. This has not happened in a very long time.
First of all, they're
an awful football team. They're not a playoff team.
Let me ask you a question.
I live in Dallas.
This is unstructured. I haven't asked the producer or the host, Ian, for this.
This is scary.
And I'm a fill-in. So I understand I am a fill-in. So if you want to tell me no on this, I'm okay. But I actually would like to hear from the masses. 888-SAY-ESPN. James, turn the phone lines on. Are you okay with this? I want to ask the general public, do you all like hearing about the Cowboys?
Like,
because we all assume.
Can we throw both in with Aaron Rodgers, Jets, and Cowboys? Are the
yes,
two
888
most talked about.
I just
teams
want
that
you
stink.
To tell me. I just want you to tell me. 888-CSP. If the answer's yes, I'll appreciate it. But I want you to tell me. 888-SAY-ESPN. Do you like talking about the Cowboys? And I'll accept your answer. Because I think there's this assumption. I know the ratings say people like it, but I think people hate it. And yet, literally, if I had said to you 2 years ago, Ian, let's talk about Trey Lance versus Cooper Rush, I think America would have said, are you high? Why are you talking about those two people? And yet, you put a star on their helmet, and that is a conversation that grown men have.
It's like the Indiana Hoosiers being undefeated with a similar resume with the Michigan Wolverines.
No, the Indiana Hoosiers deserve to be talked about. The Dallas Cowboys have done nothing. They are a disaster. The next time I hear Jerry Jones talk, it would be like hearing a commercial on the radio again about how someone can get you out of your timeshare. That's how much I dislike talking about the Cowboys, because they stink. They're not relevant. They stink. And I know you can get me out of a timeshare, but I don't care. I'd like to talk about something else. But if people want that, Ian, I get it. I just kind of think people don't want it.
There are certain brands, Yankees, Bama football.
But is that true?
The Dallas Cowboys, that it's a love-hate. Notre Dame, it's a love-hate relationship. Either
Let's
you love
take Notre
them
Dame. Let me
or
hear
you
something.
Hate them.
Let me say something about Notre Dame. People always say Notre Dame. When was the last time you were out in public and somebody said to you something about Notre Dame? The only people that care about Notre Dame are like the same people that care about the Dick Van Dyke Show. Like, Notre Dame is no one – No one talks about Notre Dame. I mean, Alabama, I get. I get Alabama.
Wow, what
right?
a deep pull.
I'm just saying, it's like people going, you know a basketball team that matters? San Francisco, because Bill Russell played there. Like, that's how I feel about Notre Dame. And yet, we always have to talk about them. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand our fascination with the Cowboys. You mentioned the Yankees at least went to the World Series. I just don't get it. But we can go to the phones. 888-SAY-ESPN. And we can ask them in and see what people say.
888-729-3776. And it's not a yes or no question. You have to give a yes or no and your reason why you do or do not want to hear about the Dallas Cowboys. You mentioned Jerry Jones. You didn't want to hear from him again.
By the way, James is on the phone. I see him on the camera. Is he ordering pizza? What are you doing over there? Do we have these folks?
Hey, just calm down.
Those calls will be on the screen when they're ready, okay? You
okay,
go back to talking.
There's Ryan Matlack
off the top
rope.
I'm just saying. All right, go ahead.
Ryan Penguins Matlack, scored, by the way, 5-1.
Matlack from the Isle of the Big Red Mud, the pride of Prince Edward's Island. He really isn't, but anyway.
Darn tootin'.
Are you from the Big Red Mud?
Well, we got family up there. We got Islanders in the family, absolutely.
All right, let's go to Stedman. Let's go to Stedman in Virginia. Stedman, do you like Cowboys talk?
I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm going to tell you no.
Like thank you.
My coworkers and my friends pick on me about it. And when they ask me about the Cowboys, I tell them I didn't even know it was football season anymore. I thought it was basketball season.
See, that's there it. You go, Ian. And why is that? Why do you? You're a Cowboys fan, and you think we talk about them too much, right?
It's in every season. It's the same cliche. Same new season, same story.
Thank so you really much. Don't want to hear if should Trey Lance play or over Cooper Rush?
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you, Stedman. When Trey Lance and Cooper Rush take the field, do you have an opinion about who should play?
Not at all. I have nothing to talk about.
Thank you. Chris in New Mexico. Chris, what do you think?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I am originally from New York City, and so I'm a Giants fan, so I hate hearing about the Cowboys. I can't stand hearing about the Cowboys. And honestly, not even the team itself, it's their fans. Their fans have this undeserved arrogance. The team hasn't won anything in almost 3 decades. So I don't understand why there's so much talk about the Cowboys. They fail miserably every season. So I hate hearing about the Cowboys.
Two for two. Pablo in Baltimore. Do you like talking about the Cowboys?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Absolutely not. And I would say it's been the worst thing listening every morning to the morning show. I forget Canty and Smallwood. And they are going on and on about Jerry Jones being all in and that he likes to be the center of the circus. And we've listened to it like for 4 Mondays in a row. And I just want to put my head through the windshield.
Wayne in
Pablo,
South Dakota.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you turn the dial or the TV when everyone is talking about the Cowboys?
I'm stuck driving to work, and all I have is ESPN radio. I do try to look for, like, other radio.
You know, we don't want you to look for other channels. We don't want you to look for other channels. That's it. We don't want you to do that. Wayne in South Dakota. South Dakota, what a beautiful state. Wayne, do you want to hear about the Cowboys?
No, I wake up hearing about the Cowboys. I go to bed hearing about the Cowboys. Everything's about the Cowboys. I'm starting to think ESPN has stock in the Cowboys.
Thank you. Reese in Ohio, do you want to hear about the Cowboys?
No, I do not want to hear about the Cowboys. I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan, and coming into the season, I didn't want to hear about them in the first place. And then they come out and they beat Cleveland. And then what? Everybody starts talking about them again. And then I knew that they don't have a running back. They don't have a team. Like, what are we talking about here?
Thank you. Randy in South Carolina. Is it going to be 6-6? Do you want to talk about the Cowboys?
No, I do not want to talk about the Cowboys. They already ruin the Thanksgiving or Christmas every year because they come on TV. So, please, no more Cowboys.
So, there you go. 6-6, Ian. We took 6 calls. We got one more. Reggie is in Oklahoma City. Will it be 7-7?
No way, no way. This is a diehard Cowboys.
Oh, stop it, Randy.
You guys don't talk enough about the Cowboys.
Well, listen to this. See, this is what happens. they spiked the phone lines. The phone lines have not stopped ringing. They found the one dude who's Reggie in Oklahoma City who's bored because the Thunder are off tonight, and he calls. But, Ian, before that call, it was 6
SGA
for 6.
Had a big layup blocked last night. He's bitter. There you go.
It was
right?
6 for 6, no Cowboys. So I'm just saying, I think the more interesting conversation is not about Cooper Rush or Trey Lance. It's why does America, and it's not just ESPN, does America feel like we have to talk about this team that literally has not mattered since Tony Romo fumbled a snap on a point after in a playoff game?
I would go further than that. Dez caught it in Green Bay. That was really the last time. There you go. I mean, so that was at least
that tells you how memorable
game.
It was. I don't remember it. So, I mean, it can't be that great.
Oh, if they, you know, if they rule it a catch, which now – by rule, it would be a catch. They would have gone to the NFC Championship game in Seattle. But
Dallas Cowboy fandom in a summary. If this had happened, things would have been good.
No doubt. No doubt. And hey, look, bottom line with the Cowboys, why are you going and acquiring and giving up a fourth-round pick from Mingo, wide receiver from Carolina, who really isn't that good? You gave up a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance. You're not playing him with your starting quarterback out to see if what you do or don't have in a former third overall for the 49ers, that sums up the Dallas Cowboys right there with Jerry Jones now calling the shots again instead of having Will McClay do all the football stuff and you just be a figurehead. That sums up the Dallas Cowboys. There you go.
5-1 Hurricanes.
I just want to point out that as soon as you mentioned the Dallas Cowboys, the phones lit up. So
but
all
notice
these people
the phone.
Who don't,
but
all
notice,
these people don't want to talk no, and don't want to hear about
notice
it.
Notice the phones lit up to say they didn't care. Okay, now
not
that
Reggie.
Is a very
– Reggie wanted to hear about him.
I'm just saying. That's a very
but,
different
But thing. To James's point, it's a love-hate. And they hate the folks that hate the Cowboys love hearing about how awful they are. If you love the Cowboys, you want to hear how the hell are you going to improve it. And the only way to improve it is when Jerry goes and Jerry's immortal, so you got
By
no
the way,
shot.
Is Cooper Rush going to be on the Cowboys roster until, like, 2043? I feel like every time something happens, Cooper Rush comes back in. That dude has Frank – remember when Frank Reich was the backup for the Bills for, like, 13 straight years?
Yes.
I feel like that's how Cooper Rush is, too.
Yeah, he's a Chase Daniel that actually has to play. There you go. He's Matt Jones. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. We got a bet to your hands bleed, and we got some college football coming up. Or we just continue with the phones as to whether you do or do not want to hear about the Dallas. Let's go to the Jets. You want to hear about the Jets? Phone lines are open.
I don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers either.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network. In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
On, Reader! Bet till your hands bleed.
I was just out in Salt Lake City doing a piece on the Utah BYU rivalry and sitting down with Mekhi Bernard. outstanding running back for the Utah Utes. You can check that out on the ESPN College Football Podcast coming up tomorrow. Man, this one's scary, Matt. Bet your hands bleed. Give me Utah on their 14th quarterback, plus the 3 against undefeated BYU in one of the more underrated rivalries, not just in college football, but in all of sports. Holy War, Utah, plus 3 against the Cougs. Bet to your hands bleed. With Matt Jones, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. He's in for Amber Wilson here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Matt knows the SEC as well as anybody. I will be at Georgia Ole Miss coming up on Saturday afternoon. It should be a wet track. Hurricane Raphael will be ripping through Mississippi at some point, unless it takes a big hard left toward Texas. And then our other crew with Mike Cousins, Jordan Reed, outstanding NFL draft analyst and former college quarterback. Oh, Mike Peasley will be in the red stick for Alabama at LSU. Matt, all eyes have turned from Ohio State, Penn State in the Big Ten to now the SEC with these two marquee matchups. Start with Alabama, LSU. Give me your thoughts. What do you think as far as Kalen DeBoer going back to LSU for the first time since I think he was an assistant coach, he told us last week, at Eastern Michigan? A little bit different feel.
Since it's an SEC conversation, I wanted to do this earlier and I forgot. Let me real quick say, Bussin' with the Boys, which is a football podcast, they dug up a highlight clip today of, rest in peace, one of my good friends, Jared Lorenzen, who played quarterback at Kentucky. And it went viral today. The hefty lefty, the round mound of touchdown. I hosted the pregame show with him for a number of years. He passed away a few years ago. I want everybody that is listening to go to the Bussin' with the Boys Twitter account, Bussin, B-U-S-S-I-N-W-T-B, and look at that tweet of his account. Ian, I know you remember Jared Lorenzen, 320-pound quarterback. The first pass in the tweet, he's playing Georgia, and he throws the ball behind his head for a completion. He was one of the best players, one of the most you talk about a dude that if there was NIL, Ian, and if there was social media, can you imagine Jared Lorenzen today? Oh, my goodness. With his personality.
Seven figures. Without easy.
A 320-pound quarterback who ran around. I mean, his nicknames alone, the Pillsbury Throw Boy. Come on. I mean, it was awesome. Anyway, he passed away. This is the five-year anniversary next week of his passing, so I did want to mention that. Now, to Alabama LSU. LSU at home at night. You know this better than anybody. Ooh. You've been down there for those games a lot. I love LSU-Alabama matchups, but you can't win at night against LSU unless you're a special team. A special team. They're not a special team, Alabama, this year. It's still Alabama. They're still great. But at home, isn't LSU getting like 3 in this game or something?
I like Alabama. Yeah, it's 2.5 on ESPN bet. I took Alabama -2.
That's crazy to me. For me, LSU at home, they're not beating them at home.
The only reason I did that, Matt, is because LSU's defense, it's not there, man. They still haven't fixed it at all.
But you've been there, the magic.
And they have no
running game.
Think
about the magic of Death Valley at night.
I get it.
Like it's not that – like, you can't go in there unless you're excellent and win.
I was there 2 years ago standing on the goal line. Jaden Daniels, overtime, around right end. I have a great picture of it. I'll send it to you, man. I mean, smiling at who was a DB? I can't remember. Smiling at him as he goes in, knowing, because Brian Kelly, head coach at LSU, had already told the team, after we score here in overtime, we're going for 2. Jaden Daniels has a smile on his face going across the goal line, and he says the words, "Get ready," as he's scoring to tie the game, and then – They are to be down 1, and then they go for 2 and win it to Mason Taylor right there in the same pylon to win the game, the tight end for LSU. So, to your point, it is a special place.
At night unless you are great, and this Alabama team's not great. And I think the bigger story –
LSU can't run the football, man.
I don't care. That's a big problem. It is night – when's the last time LSU lost at night at home? Seriously, again, I mean, it never happens, ever. And this Alabama team has 2 losses – They are going. If they lose this game, they're out of the playoffs. They're not making the playoffs with three losses, one of which is to Vandy. This will be. I think Kalen DeBoer is going to be really good at Alabama, but this is going to be the end of his run this year, and this will be what gets LSU at least in consideration for the playoff. They are winning this game in Death Valley.
Yeah, and you mentioned you lost to Vandy. Well, guess what? I mean, Texas only beat Vandy by three.
Still Vandy.
I mean, it's not still Vandy.
They're not putting a three-loss Alabama team in that has a loss to Vandy. They're just not. They're not putting that in.
No. Three-loss, no. But I like Alabama in this spot. Now, to the other one, to the other game where I'll be, and that's Georgia at Ole Miss. This one, that number, when it came out, the future line, if you'd have bet this 3 weeks ago, was Georgia minus 6.5. Came out live line on Sunday, Georgia minus 2.5 on ESPN bet. Damn, Matt. That tells me Vegas is almost begging you to take Georgia.
Yeah, I'm gonna do what they say, and I'm going to take them. Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin. Listen, don't get me wrong. Lane Kiffin's a great coach. Ole Miss, very lucky to have him. This is not to say Lane Kiffin's not great. I think he's one of the best offensive minds. First of all, I've been there. I was there a few weeks ago when Kentucky beat them. That atmosphere, Ole Miss fans don't want to hear this, but that atmosphere is not top SEC level. It's fun. It's fun. It's a fun place to be, but in the stadium, it's not crazy at all. And then you put in a Georgia team that's won everywhere, every way they can. Georgia's going to win that game. I'd say I like them by 7-10. Lane Kiffin has yet to win a big game at Ole Miss where they've gone in knowing it was a big game. He's pulled upsets. But when there's a game with a lot on the line leading into it, he just hasn't been successful. I'm taking Georgia.
Tell you what, both teams coming in with banged-up running back rooms. Trevor Etienne for Georgia has got a rib issue, only had 7 carries against Florida. And then Henry Parrish Jr. out for Ole Miss. It looks like Bentley is going to be your starting running back, who was in the Lane Kiffin doghouse just a few weeks ago. He's probably going to get the bulk of the carries.
And their wide receiver is still out, right? Their wide receiver
is
still out.
Don't know. Trey Harris is going to be a game-time decision. Arguably the best wide receiver in college football.
Why has Carson Beck been disappointing this year to you? Do you think he's just not good?
Yeah, we went through a film study with Kelly Stauffer, former first-round pick quarterback, for the Seattle Seahawks. And I'd say half the 11 INTs from what Kelly showed us are on Carson Beck pressing. The other half is just a miscommunication of the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
Like the big pick against Alabama, Arian Smith didn't get the check with me. Everyone else did. It was a slip screen. He didn't get it. DB walks right in front of him because he's going down the field.
I was shocked when they played Kentucky in Lexington. I was shocked how poor a decision it felt like Beck made a lot during that game.
He's pressing. There's no doubt. But they got to also tote the rock, especially on a wet track. I was going to ask you why you called me about, quarterbacks under center and sweaty hands, but we'll touch on that maybe at 45 minutes.
We don't have to touch on that.
Now we do on ESPN Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
We really should start rolling on our conversations during SportsCenter updates because they're comical. And I think probably 60% we could air. with Matt Jones and
all
Forever
of
Wilson,
my
I'm
percent, you can air. It's your percent we can't air. You can air anything I said. You're the one who we can't air what you say.
With James Steele, our executive producer, Ryan Matlack, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. This is ESPN Radio. So James and I are having this. We're just having a normal conversation. James has got this toboggan on, Kansas City Chiefs. He looks like a lumberjack. He looks like Paul Bunyan. He's got his black and red flannel.
It's a flannel, but it's a hoodie.
I love it.
I bought two of them. I bought this red and black one, and I got a yellow and black one.
You got your toboggan on.
Yep.
And I gave a compliment, and you said, "Remember Paul Nanos?"
Yeah,
I worked with Nanos at ESPN Radio for years. And we're getting this heartfelt kind of conversation, and out of nowhere, what does Matt Jones say?
Well, I said, "Have you ever seen Paddington 2?" Because. And the reason I asked.
What a transition.
So apparently.
Zero transition. I mean, he came out of left field and came off a top rope with a Paddington 2 question.
Well, let me explain why I asked you that. Okay, so apparently there's a Paddington 3 coming out called Paddington in Peru. Now, I didn't know. I don't know why Paddington is in Peru. I've never seen Paddington 1 or 2. But apparently fans of Paddington are very upset because Paddington in Peru is not as good as Paddington 1 or 2. But that led me to think about, I have a friend who's one of the smarter people I know who says that Paddington 2, which is, I wasn't talking about you in this case, that said Paddington 2 is his favorite movie of all time and makes him as emotional as any movie ever. Now, of course, if you don't know what that is, it's a movie about like a toy bear. I've never seen any of the Paddington.
Never heard of it.
But I've often wanted to watch it to go, how could a movie about a toy bear be like that? And Ryan, you were saying that you've seen it and it is emotional?
It's extremely emotional. And it's funny that you mentioned this. This was through a friend because it was just someone on Twitter that I followed that I trusted who I believe was a hockey insider, and that was what was posted. And I just thought to myself, this is a really random observation by him, but I'll go give it a watch. Watch it with my girlfriend. It's incredible. And by the way, have not seen the first Paddington.
Other thing that's interesting to me is this person said the first Paddington isn't even good. And they said, but Paddington 2 will make you cry. And
Paddington
this is
strikes
a friend
back.
Of mine. This is a friend of mine, Ian, who's like a psychologist. He teaches at Xavier. He's one of the smartest people I know. And he's a goofball. And he's like, but Paddington 2 is like brilliant.
He nailed
it.
And
I just was wondering why it was so good. Because now Paddington in Peru, apparently his brilliance did not translate to South America.
And this had everything to do with James Steele's toboggan, which is how we get to big deal or not a big deal.
I just didn't know if you'd seen Paddington or not, two or not. That's it. But go ahead.
It's making headlines.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
But is it a big deal or not a big deal with Amber and Ian?
Maybe I'll ask Greeny if he's seen Paddington 2. He's cultured. Maybe he's seen Paddington 2.
Are you telling me I'm not cultured?
I'm just saying. 888 say ESPN. Have you seen Paddington 2? All right, go ahead. Big deal, no deal.
Here we go. No.
All right. I don't know what happened here. Philadelphia 76ers All-Star Tyrese Maxey is expected to miss a couple weeks because of a right hamstring injury. Sources told ESPN on Thursday. A full eval is coming later, but the team is bracing for Maxey's absence to be weeks. Matt, big deal, not a big deal. Tyrese Maxey out weeks.
Oh, it's a huge deal. I mean, first of all, with Joel Embiid, you don't know if he's going to play or if he's going to get angry or what's going to happen. Philadelphia's 1-6. All right, Tyrese Maxey is the most consistent player they've had at least this year. They're 1-6. If he's out 3 or 4 weeks, forget about making the playoffs. Philadelphia is going to be in trouble. Forget about seed. They're going to have to try to make sure they get in the play-in game. Now, luckily for them, the East is pretty weak outside of the top two teams. But still, I have to say, Ian, having Maxey out for that long is a big deal.
I'm going to go not a big deal because it isn't Christmas yet. There you go.
Hey, real quick, have you guys seen Toy Story 3?
I have seen Toy Story 3, and it's really good, but it didn't make me cry. Again, I'm just saying to you, there are people who say Paddington 2 changed their lives, and I just wondered why. Sorry for me for trying to act like you all might have feelings.
You going to watch it now?
I don't know. I feel like I died.
Oh, my Lord. Wait a minute. What?
I haven't seen Paddington.
You just talked about how one of the smartest humans you know on the planet has told you that this will draw
but
every
I haven't
emotion.
Seen, right, so, first of all,
now
I haven't,
you're saying you not you don't know
I haven't
you're going
seen Paddington 1. I haven't seen Paddington 1, so I don't know if I'll be lost.
The professor and I aren't enough.
I don't know if I have enough in me to go through two Paddingtons, so it's just it feels like a daunting task.
Hell, you sold me on my flight to go to Georgia.
All right, well,
Ole Miss.
All right, let's
I'm
do this.
I'm going to watch
you
Paddington
and I are working.
Bleeping too.
Here's the thing: you and I are working together next Thursday night, right? Let's make a commitment to each other.
Homework.
That by next Thursday night we will have all watched Paddington 2. Can we agree on that?
Only if you let
yes.
me tell the story about the random phone call
no,
you gave
just,
me on Sunday.
Just agree to do this.
No,
James, you're
going to no.
watch
I'm
it
in.
As well?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, we will all watch Paddington 2 for next Thursday. And you listeners, watch Paddington 2 so we can collectively talk about it next week.
7 o'clock next Thursday, ESPN Radio, leading off the show with
movie
our
review.
Paddington 2.
Thursday
whether
night
or not,
football.
Yes, Paddington 2 it's reviews. Like a book club, but on the radio about a children's movie.
And you just, I paused when Matlack said, are you going to watch it? I don't know.
I think I'll watch it now. I think I want to be prepared for our book club next week.
All right. Let's.
Nothing like a little peer pressure to get the job done.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done, Matlack.
If nothing else,
all right.
We're good at peer pressure. Billy Napier will continue to coach Florida, according to athletic director Scott Strickland, who put to rest rampant speculation about the embattled coach's future with the Gators. In a letter Thursday, Strickland stressed the need for a, quote, disciplined, stable approach and asked Florida fans to, quote, continue standing behind Billy and his dedicated team while we work together to build a championship program. Napier is in his third season at Florida and is 15-18 with the Gators. Ian, big deal, not a big deal, Florida sticking with Billy Napier.
Massive deal, and I will say patience has been a virtue that has evaporated in the coaching profession. I give Scott Strickland, AD at Florida, a bow down and beyond a tip of the cap because that cupboard was so bare when Billy Napier took over. And now you have your quarterback in Lagway. You're going to lose him also, but to have patience, especially with a team that is showing improvement week to week, if Lagway stays healthy – I think Florida beats Georgia last week. That team's getting better and better. For me, Scott Strickland, I bow down, man. Patience is something that is not around in the coaching profession, and most people would have caved to fans screaming for his head. I think it's a massive deal and a smart move by Florida sticking with Billy Napier.
Big deal, but for the exact opposite reason that Ian thinks. My view about coaches is, ask yourself, would my rival want me to keep this coach? If the answer is yes, then you probably should have a new coach. Ask anybody that plays Florida on a yearly basis. Georgia, well, the schedule's going to change, but Georgia, Kentucky, LSU, we're
well,
all going to say
stay.
The same
cocktail
thing.
Cocktail party's not going away.
But we're all going to say the same thing. Yes, please bring Billy Napier back. You know why? Because if you don't, I see Lane Kiffin or John Summerall down at Tulane becoming the coach. And I think both those guys would be better at Florida than Billy Napier. So, yes. I think it is a big deal because I think Florida should be one of the five best jobs in the country. It's not, and because it could be with the right coach, as the old ball coach showed. So I think it's a big deal, but I think they're making a mistake. And I love Scott Strickland, former Kentucky guy, but I think he's making a mistake.
By the way, we have an update. Thursday Night Football touchdown, Cincinnati Bengals, 14-7, 30 seconds to go to the half. Joe Burrow, now 17 of 29, a buck 61. The touchdown to Hudson, his fourth catch on the night. Chase Brown also has a touchdown, 14-7. Cincinnati leads Baltimore in Baltimore, 30 seconds to the half. Back to you, James.
Jeopardy raised some eyebrows by taking direct aim at newly minted game show host Travis Kelce. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than a three-time Super Bowl champ. An answer read during the Wednesday, November 6th episode. The $200.
Wait, I'm not following. Say that again. Jeopardy had that as the question?
Yes, that was the question.
What was the question one more time?
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than a three-time Super Bowl champ.
Oh,
you think
answer.
That's a put down? I mean, it's true, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is I'm asking you, big deal, not a big deal that Travis Kelce seemed to maybe take a stray.
I'll say not a big
Jeopardy.
Deal.
he is more famous for being her boyfriend, for being Taylor Swift's boyfriend. I mean, that's just a fact. Like, that's just how it is. And what I like about Travis Kelce is it doesn't seem to bother him. He doesn't have, like, little man syndrome. He lets his wife go and do her thing, or future wife go and do her thing.
Do you know something?
And he just, I hear things. And, like, and he still goes and wins Super Bowls, and he still goes and has his podcast. And rather than, like, trying to be the – he's cool being second fiddle to his girlfriend. So, no, I don't think that's a put down. I think it's a fact, Ian.
What would Paddington think?
Paddington, let me tell you what Paddington would say. Paddington would say, embrace your woman, Ian. And let her be the strong, powerful woman you desire, and you become more powerful as well, as seen by his $120 million podcast deal. Kelce could be in Paddington 4 if Paddington in Peru doesn't sink the franchise.
You got one more, James?
Paddington is insightful. Philadelphia Eagles running back.
Full of more than just stuffing.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley completed one of the coolest moves of the NFL season so far on Sunday when he did, like, the backward hurdle.
Yeah, that was cool.
Over a Jaguars defender on a run.
After a pirouette.
Barkley shocked his teammates and NFL fans across the country with the move. And not surprisingly, it caused the league to drug test him right away. I got it right away, Barkley said, on
really?
Airing out with A.J. Green and Justin Pugh. I got drug tested right after the game. Ian, big deal, not a big deal. Saquon gets drug tested after his spinning, twirling, pirouette hurdle over a Jaguars player.
Not a big deal because, look, man, look at his quads, right? I mean, I call him Saquad, right? So, but not a big deal at all. But, Matt, did you see the video Kevin Agande put out from behind the Eagles bench where you got grown men playing football for, you know, years and years, and their reaction to watching that pirouette, then the reverse jump over a DB and gain 5 more yards, Jordan Davis, Reed Blankenship, you name it, they could not believe what they saw, and they play professional football. That sums up what that man did on that one play.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it was really amazing to me all the way around. We've all watched a lot of sports. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that. When you see the greatest athletes in the world and somebody does something you've never seen before, you do have to go, that's unbelievable. I mean, it ended up he only gained 5 more yards, but it was still awesome. The spin was – to me, the spin was almost more impressive than the jump because the jump was kind of –
12 total yards with the pirouette and the jump, right?
Yeah. So, like, the jump – was cool, but didn't really do a lot for him. But the spin was the kind of thing he could do again, but I loved it. And, by the way, so did Paddington. And talking to him, he was like, that is a wonderful play for the future. We're all watching this by the next week. I'm going to expect you to have seen it, Ian. I know your deep, dark soul is not going to want to watch it, but it's going to open it up and make you happy. I hope you will.
What are the chances that I remember to watch this thing?
I'm going to text you every day.
Watch it tonight.
I need to find out where we can watch it.
I got to go to bed. I got an 8 a.m.
Yeah, what's it on? What's it on? Is it on the Hulu or is it on? What's it on?
Figure that out.
All right, figure out what it's on.
All right. And by the way, Matt telling me that he's going to text me every day, he actually will because he gave me a random phone call on Sunday and the reason involved the back of another man's hand touching another man's butt. We explain that next.
Padding, it's on Amazon Prime.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
Traveling to see your fave sports team is cool, but traveling with Amex Platinum for the big game is even better.
Right this way.
With access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, you can skip the line.
And one.
And with access to the Centurion Lounge,
he shoots a three.
You can catch the next game on the way home. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
Bet till your hands bleed.
We're hitting the ditch this weekend. I can feel it. 41-16 on the year. We gave out Cincinnati plus 6 in the under 53 right now at the half. It's 14-7. Bengals lead the Baltimore Ravens. We also have given out tonight Kansas plus 3, Texas Tech plus 4, Bama minus 2, buying the hook, Utah plus 3 in the Holy War. Now, boy, this one really stinks. Oklahoma minus 3. They're down 5 wide receivers. I think Ryan Matlack is going to go and walk on and catch 2 touchdowns for the Oklahoma Sooners. They're playing Mizzou at Mizzou. Give me the Sooners. It is awful. It smells. It stinks. It smells like Paddington. There we go. Oklahoma minus 3. The final bet to your hands bleed.
I'm holding in 3.
This is a challenge. Challenge.
This is ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
All those lines courtesy of ESPN. Bet, sign up, log in, and fire away. We're trying to get you some Christmas money. All right, here we go. James, what do we got here on our ESPN Radio Pick'em? We got 3 games. What do we got?
Yeah, we've been bad lately, so we're like second
to
last.
I know, I've been in a ditch the last 2 weeks when it comes to NFL. So here we go.
So first matchup is Steelers at the Commanders. The Commanders are 2.5-point favorites. You'll be able to hear this on select ESPN radio stations on Sunday. Right. So who do we got there?
We are contrarians when it comes to the ESPN radio pick, and we try and go against all of our ESPN radio brethren here, just trying to stack. We went from first place to second to last. So here we go. Oh, no, James is nodding his head. I'm well aware, James. All right, we're going Steelers. Everyone's going to take the Commanders. We're going Pittsburgh plus the 2.5. Up next.
The 49ers are 6-point favorites at the Buccaneers.
Whew. All right, we're going to go with them on this one because this is a tough one. Mayfield's a bit banged up. Is McCaffrey coming back? But this is a layman's pick, but every now and then the layman win. Give me the Niners minus 6.
And the final one, the Lions are 3.5-point favorites at the Texans.
They're all going to take the Lions. Everyone's going to take the Lions. What are we going to do? Go ahead and say it with me.
Watch Paddington. Oh.
By the way, do I get to vote on any of these?
No, you don't. Give us Paddington playing quarterback for the Texans. He's going to bench C.J. Stroud. We're taking the Texans plus the points. Here we go.
QBR through the roof.
How do I not get to vote on any of these, by the way? I would have agreed
with
you.
You're only here on Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all right.
For about a month and a half, whenever we had the Major League Baseball postseason,
we
weren't even here, so I was just sending them to Ian. Oh, okay. And that's basically
We went from first place in the last 3 weeks. We've hit a ditch.
When you don't have me involved, that's part of it. Now, let me tell you what Caitlin tweeted in, Ian. This is Caitlin.
And we are going to get – you're not avoiding the phone call you gave me on Sunday. Caitlin, I'm getting to that.
Caitlin lives in Chicago. I guess she's a listener of ESPN Radio. And she tweeted and said, who knew that turning on ESPN talk radio, sports talk radio, during my drive would convince me that this weekend I have to watch Paddington 2? How nice is that? See, this is what we're doing for people. We're helping them, like, not only become better sports fans, but become better humans in the process, Ian.
It's the little things. Caitlin, also, I want you to do us a favor, and we're going to, you know, compare different degrees of existentialism. So I want you to go read Albert Camus' The Stranger and Walker Percy's The Moviegoer, and that's our next homework assignment.
Those are depressing. Watch Paddington 2. Because the mantra of Paddington 2, according to a reviewer, is if you're kind and polite, the world will be right.
Matlack, is that correct? You've watched
it. I'm not sure. I don't know if I believe that after 48 hours ago, but nevertheless, I'm still watching Paddington 2 in order to feel better about humanity.
Matlack, does that sum it up?
It's been a few years since I've watched it, but that holds up true to me. It's a good review. I just remember going into it not wanting to watch the movie, and then at the end of it realizing that I was crying.
There you go. So we're all watching Paddington 2.
It's like hanging out with Ian.
Now you're not getting away from this. Why did you call me on Sunday night? Go ahead. Let's go.
Why did you call me on Sunday night?
I really did. I know. I'm getting to this. Why? Why'd you call me?
No, I called you because I had someone call into my post-game show. Ian called the Kentucky-Tennessee game. And a guy called in my postgame show and said that Ian said on the national broadcast that the Kentucky quarterback, Brock Vandegrift, did not like going under center because he didn't like touching his center's butt. and I didn't think that could possibly be true. So I called Ian. I called Ian to ask if that was true, and you said it was not what you said, but that was what I thought you said, and I thought that doesn't sound like something that Ian would say, and so my caller had gotten it wrong on my postgame show.
What happened was Kelly Stauffer, former NFL quarterback, first-round pick out of Colorado State for the Seahawks, a heck of a quarterback before he wrecked his shoulder. He said the worst part about going under center, when you haven't been under center like Brock hadn't, and most college quarterbacks aren't in this day and age, is a sweat factor. Because those old linemen, there's a lot of moisture underneath there. So you have to get used to the moisture factor, number one, and getting comfortable. Then I told the story about Carson Palmer on Hard Knocks, where he went under center and then wiped his forehead and then had this scent on the back of his hand and then would go around to every one of his teammates going, man, would you smell the back of my hand? It wasn't
this is
just
gross.
Sweat. It wasn't just sweat
that's
on the back
story.
Of his hand.
That's a really
good story. That
actually
hit the national broadcast talking about going under center for the first time if you're a college quarterback. That's what we were talking about.
Next Thursday night, Paddington 2. Tune in for Thursday Night Football and a review of the sweetest movie of all time.
And will Paddington go under center and smell the back of his paw?
In Peru.